A new musical is appearing for the first time on a North Scottsdale stage next week, and it's about fake news and its consequences. KJZZ's Jill Ryan reports that at the play's center are the rumors that have inflated the legend of Sarah Winchester and her mysterious mansion in San Jose, California.
Exploitation has become all the rage.
Sarah Winchester is a name now synonymous with the horror genre. She was the widowed heiress to the Winchester rifle fortune, born in the 19th century. She built a mansion in San Jose that is rumored to be supernaturally motivated. That mansion is currently a tourist attraction. In 2015, Andrea Markowitz, the playwright, composer, and lyricist behind Fair Game or The Importance of Being Honest, heard this story and was inspired.
I thought, wow, this woman who's filled with such grief that she has to express her self through building a home. I'd love to explore how she did that and why she did that.
But months into her research, as she kept finding increasingly more supernatural spins on the story, this Arizona resident ran into a problem after she found a biography by historian Mary Jo Ignafo.
She pieced together the true story of Sarah Winchester, which has nothing to do with ghosts and being haunted and feeling guilty about the Winchester rifle murdering all of these people. So my original idea for a play was completely gone, because once I read this, I became so incensed that she turned out to be this wonderful, brilliant, good woman.
So she refocused, interested in figuring out how Sarah's story could have gotten so sensationalized. She found five individuals who became characters in her musical, who either perpetuated the haunting of Sarah Winchester or sensationalized the rumors. Referring to those five characters,
all of the other characters are real-life characters who had their own lives that I researched very meticulously, and that bringing them to life, I tried to portray them as honestly and empathetically as I could.
Jumping off of that biography, Markowitz says her research included reading hundreds of newspaper articles and speaking with a great-great-niece of Sarah Winchester. Fair Game is Markowitz's first musical, and she has only been a playwright since 2013, but she is award-winning. Terry Temple is the managing director of Desert Foothills Theater, where the musical is appearing at the Holland Center.
It's a funny, original, quirky little musical that she's put together. Very clever.
He compares it to a famous musical.
It's the other side of the coin. I've referred to it sometimes as what the musical Wicked is to The Wizard of Oz. Just telling that other side of the story.
With rehearsals underway, they performed a few songs for an audience at a January charity event.
The dog ate all my homework. I've been very sick.
The devil made me do it. I was stuck in traffic.
First time in costume, the cast performed on stage in steampunk attire. Sally Ann A. Martinez is the director of the show. She says this musical will not have a lot of choreography.
I really want people to focus on the words of those songs, because they have so much content in there.
And the songs are important. Music director Kent Campbell says they move along the plot of the show.
Fair Game will be talking about some of the news outlets at the time that were not very fairly reporting on Sarah Winchester, and you'll learn a lot about how that manifests itself.
So what was the truth that Markowitz found about Sarah Winchester's mansion, which, according to the attraction's website, currently has 160 rooms, 47 stairways and fireplaces, and more? It was her hobby house.
She was just concerned with creating something different and new and seeing how it worked out. And sometimes she would rip out what she did if she didn't like the way it turned out, and sometimes she would just leave it and move on.
She says the goal for this musical is to correct the perception of Sarah Winchester one audience at a time. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.